Hello.
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 My name is Michael. I'm from California Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Let me continue here. What are the chances of you voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Already voted?
Yes.
Are the chances 50-50 or?
To vote. First one, almost certain to vote.
Thank you. Do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or Democratic primary?
Democratic.
In what year? In what year were you born?
64.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian?
African-American.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off the wrong track?
I think they've gotten off the wrong track.
Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Mm-hmm. The first person is Joe Biden.
Yes, I've heard of him. Favorable.
Unfavorable, that will be somewhat or very unfavorable. Oh, favorable.
No, favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Next person, Kamala Harris.
Yes, favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very, very.
Next person, Barbara Sherif.
Yes, I've heard of her.
So favorable or unfavorable?
I mean, are those the only two choices?
Yes, or you can choose neutral.
Neutral.
Okay. And next person, Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
I've never heard of him, I don't think. I may have gotten a flyer, but I'm not familiar with him.
Okay. And next person, Chad Klitzman.
No, I have not heard of him.
Okay. If the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., Chad Klitzman, and Barbara Sherif, for whom would you vote?
Well, the only one I know is Barbara Sherif, but I can't say. I need to do some research on the three of them, on the other two.
Okay. And if you have to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean to vote? Of those three?
I don't know the other two, but I'm not really leaning toward Barbara. I think that she had been in office for a long time, and I think that we need to find new people.
Okay, no problem. And still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. So I will read about 8 options. The first one is climate change and the environment. 2, protecting reproductive rights. 3, LGBTQ rights. 4, jobs and wages. 5, education. 6, healthcare. 7, voting rights. And 8, home and property insurance.
I would say education.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm moderate.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Excellent. Just a moment.
Home
and
insurance
finally,
is also an important one, if I could have a second choice.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Felicia.
Thank you very much. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.